bologna. Or that's all a form of sausage, I would
say. Okay. Okay. Talk about getting sandwiches. Hey, what might you drink with a Cuban sandwich?
Well, my wife and I like a glass of milk better than anything else. Mm-hmm. But the Cubans, they want that strong coffee. Cuban coffee.
Was that what's the name of that stuff? Is it made in like a little steel pot?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, some of the Cuban restaurants have gotten away from making it that way, but that's the way they usually make it in a little pot.
Oh, espresso coffee.
Yeah, that's the idea. Huh?
Yeah.
And it cooks. They let it be right over a flame, and it cooks down until it's real, all the liquid's out of it, and leaves the goo there, and you drink the goo. But there are not many Cuban restaurants or Spanish restaurants that serve it that way anymore. They serve it more like the American style, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've tried that stuff.
But generally, most restaurants that serve that stronger type, they serve it in small cups. You know? So if you go, drink with a big cup like that, and you knock yourself out.
Okay, are there different ways to drink coffee that you know? I mean, different things you can put in?
Well, you can use a mug or a cup or a styrofoam cup. Or
mm-hmm. I mean This is my dish. I mean, are there different things you can put in the coffee itself?
You put in the coffee?
Yeah.
What do you mix? You mean besides creamy sugar?
Well, yeah, that's the most basic.
That's what you wanted to find out, creamy sugar?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people call coffee, black coffee, any different names?
Oh, they call it Java and... mud.
Or just in general, coffee without cream or sugar.
Oh, it's black. Black is without cream and sugar. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know what to say when they want cream and sugar. Let's see, what do they call that? I don't know what they call it.
Sometimes they call it just black coffee, barefoot. Barefooted.
I've never heard that description.
Or straight, just straight coffee.
Yeah, I guess that could be. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what would you call this that we just drank here? In
Coca-Cola.
Okay. And would you call if it's not really Coke? I mean, would you normally call that a Coke too? Did Dr. Pepper?
Not really. That's just a soda, a soft drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. if it was something like Pepsi Cola or RC Cola, anything like that, would you call that a Coke too if you went to a...
No, I'd say Pepsi.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or an RC.
Uh-huh.
Or a Coke if I wanted
okay.
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I don't know whether you're familiar with it, but in when I was a young fellow, 15, 16 along, lots of people call Coca-Cola dope. So give me a dope.
Really?
Uh-huh. Of course, that wouldn't be very popular now when
you get arrested.
When dope is so well known, but in those days, dope wasn't known, you know. Mm-hmm. And,
Well, originally when... Coca-Cola first came out,